理课堂听 class.com。
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
A household name.
家喻户晓的名字。
Spawn.
引起。
Crush.
迷恋。
Hysteria.
病态的兴奋。
Over the course of the next few years, he would become a household name worldwide, synonymous with labels such as teenage heartthrob and sex symbol.With a status that spawned fantasy crushes and hysteria worldwide, E! Online described him as the most gorgeous celebrity on the planet, while his co-star, Kate Winslet, said she agreed with the others in deeming him the most beautiful man on Earth. People magazine placed him in their annual Most Beautiful People issue on numerous occasions.
之后几年，他的名字在世界范围内是家喻户晓，是少年情人和性感符号的代名词，这引来了世界各地无数痴心少女为他神魂颠倒和激动不已。为此 ，E! Online 杂志将他描述为地球上最俊美的名人，而他的搭档凯特·温斯莱特说。他同意别人说他是地球上最漂亮的男人的说法，人物杂志多次将他评为年度最漂亮的人。
逐句对照。
Over the course of the next few years, he would become a household name worldwide.
之后几年，他的名字在世界范围内是家喻户晓。
Synonymous with labels such as teenage heartthrob and sex symbol.
是少年情人和性感符号的代名词。
With a status that spawned fantasy crushes and hysteria worldwide.
这引来了世界各地无数痴心少女为他神魂颠倒和激动不已。
E! Online described him as the most gorgeous celebrity on the planet.
为此E! Online 杂志将他描述为地球上最俊美的名人。
While his co-star, Kate Winslet, said she agreed with the others in deeming him the most beautiful man on Earth.
而他的搭档凯特·温斯莱特说，他同意别人说他是地球上最漂亮的男人的说法。
People magazine placed him in their annual Most Beautiful People issue on numerous occasions.
人物杂志多次将他评为年度最漂亮的人。
多学一点。
A household name, 家喻户晓的名字，这可以指出名的人。比如 Bin Laden, 本拉登，也可以指出名的人物。比如可口可乐、阿迪达斯之类的名牌商品，都可以称为是 A household name。Spawn, S-P-A-W-N, 原指鱼产卵或者大量生育，之后引申为引起酿成，比如节目当中 Spawn Fantasy Crushers 就理解为引来少女们的无尽痴心，其中 Fantasy 是幻想的意思， Crush, C-R-U-S-H 在美国俚语当中是指女子对男性的迷恋，比如口语常说 get a crush on somebody 就是指暗恋某人。 Hysteria, H-Y-S-T-E-R-I-A 病态的兴奋，这个词还特指女人的歇斯底里，在医学上称为疫病。
词汇扫描。
Peak
顶峰。
Spoof
讽刺性的。
Persona
角色。
At the peak of his celebrity in 1998, DiCaprio fronted scores of magazine covers ranging from Vanity Fair to Rolling Stone, and was once the most searched for person in the early years of the internet. DiCaprio agreed to play the spoof role of his real-life teen idol persona during this period in Woody Allen's satirical parody, Celebrity.
1998年，当他的名气处于顶峰时期时，迪卡普里奥在大量杂志封面上亮相，比如《名利场》《滚石》等等。同时，在互联网刚开始流行的时候，他的被搜索量一度也是最高的。迪卡普里奥就在这个时候答应在 Woody Allen 的讽刺性模仿作品《名人》当中出演一个像他现实生活中一样的少年偶像的讽刺性角色。
逐句对照。
At the peak of his celebrity in 1998,
1998年，当他的名气处于顶峰时期时，
DiCaprio fronted scores of magazine covers ranging from Vanity Fair to Rolling Stone.
迪卡普里奥在大量杂志封面上亮相，比如《名利场》滚石等等。
And was once the most searched for person in the early years of the internet.
同时，在互联网刚开始流行的时候，他的被搜索量一度也是最高的。
DiCaprio agreed to play the spoof role of his real-life teen idol persona during this period in Woody Allen's satirical parody, Celebrity.
迪卡普里奥就在这个时候答应在 Woody Allen 的讽刺性模仿作品《名人》当中出演一个像他现实生活中一样的少年偶像的讽刺性角色。
多学一点。
Peak 名词，顶峰，最高点，比如 A flood peak 洪峰。Peak 做动词，表示达到最高点，比如
Property prices have peaked.
房地产价格已经达到最高点。 Spoof S-P-O-O-F 做动词时，骗人，比如
You've been spoofed.
你上当了。在本节目当中， Spoof 是做形容词，理解为具有讽刺意义的，与随后说到的单词 Parody意义接近。 Persona P-E-R-S-O-N-A 是拉丁语，指人或者小说戏剧当中的人物角色。
现在我们来重新听一次故事原文。
Over the course of the next few years, he would become a household name worldwide, synonymous with labels such as teenage heartthrob and sex symbolWith a status that spawned fantasy crushes and hysteria worldwide, E! Online described him as the most gorgeous celebrity on the planet, while his co-star, Kate Winslet, said she agreed with the others in deeming him the most beautiful man on Earth. People magazine placed him in their annual Most Beautiful People issue on numerous occasions. At the peak of his celebrity in 1998,DiCaprio fronted scores of magazine covers ranging from Vanity Fair to Rolling Stone, and was once the most searched for person in the early years of the internet. DiCaprio agreed to play the spoof role of his real-life teen idol persona during this period in Woody Allen's satirical parody, Celebrity. Bam, 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 bam. I wanna be so needed. Bam,
bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam.好了，今天的讲解就到这里，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。